Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider. Boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience in southwest Wisconsin. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of home talent baseball from yesterday. A recap of a Brewer win. And a look ahead of the series coming up this week as well. In just a moment.
You know, with all the dust, mud, and winter salt we deal with around here, vehicles don't stay clean very long. When it's time to wash and wax mine, I usually stop over at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center or Boscobel. They've got a really good selection of car wash soaps, wheel cleaners, microfiber towels, and waxes that make it pretty easy to bring back the shine. Whether you're just giving the car a quick wash or doing the full detail, they've got products to help you keep it looking good. Next time your vehicle could use a little shine, check out Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel.
I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Casanova Reds lost 4-3 to visiting Wisconsin Dells on Sunday in home talent baseball. It was a quick-moving, well-played game. Casanova got off to an early lead.
Fitzpatrick delivers to Jennings. Well hit. Jennings hits one to left field. That ball is going. That ball is gone. Isaac Jennings just got one out of here. All right.
The Riverman went ahead to stay in the fifth inning, and the Reds could not get a comeback attempt started. Isaac Jennings started the game on the mound and worked eight innings for Casanova before Aaron Hipsch came on in relief and worked a perfect ninth inning. Jennings scattered 10 hits while suffering the loss. Highlights for the Reds included that solo home run in the second inning by Isaac Jennings, a solo shot from Houston Boland in the fifth inning. That second home run turned out to be the last hit by Casanova in the contest. Brendan Fitzpatrick was the winning pitcher as he threw the first six innings of yesterday's game.
It was good. I didn't have my best stuff, but got to work with what you got sometimes and keep the ball, hopefully, in the field of play more often. But otherwise, it was a pretty good start.
Nice, close game all the way. You know, they had a couple of solo home runs, but you were able to shake that off.
Yeah, it's huge to be able to shake it off and not let it extend into more and things like that.
I was talking to your manager earlier. It feels like maybe you could have a better record than you do, but the key is just to make the playoffs, right?
Yep, we're just looking to make the playoffs, and we'll take any way to get there, even if it's these close games, one-run games.
Left-handed pitcher Brendan Fitzpatrick, the winning pitcher yesterday, while Carter Severson worked in relief for the final three innings. Talon Pickler had an RBI double, and Hudson Turner slapped an RBI triple to lead the Rivermen. They're now 6-4 in Sunday league action, getting set for some big games down the way with some playoff scenarios. Here's manager Aaron Van Schwijk.
Black Earth, but the other big one, especially after yesterday, Reedsburg did beat Middleton, so I think they're tied with us. We do have a tiebreaker on them for beating them in Reedsburg. So after that Black Earth game, Reedsburg comes to the Dells. That one's going to go a long way for seeding.
Following the 4-3 loss, Casanova will prepare for a night game Friday night at home against Reedsburg. Reedsburg was a winner over Sauk Prairie yesterday, 9-6. Also, it was Lodi getting the win against Cross Plains, 9-7. In the West, Dodgeville winner at Muscadet yesterday, 13-3. Verona, 9. Arena, 6. Belleville, 8-4 over Blanchardville. Scholesburg-Benton was a winner against Wyota, 9-8. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb, 13-1 over Ridgeway. Hollandale got the win against Argyle, 10-0. In the East, DeForest over Poinette, 16-11. Sun Prairie was a winner against Montello, 8-1. Evansville, 4. Jefferson, 3. Fort Atkinson, 2-0 over Stoughton as well in the Southeast. There is a swim meet tonight at the Simons Recreation Complex, the Simons Sharks, with a couple of more home meets during the month of July, including tonight. Warm-ups start at 4:40. The races begin at 5. They'll be swimming against Lancaster and Reedsburg this evening. We'll have reports from the Simons Sharks Complex. We get ready for the broadcast tonight. We'll have interviews with some of the swimmers and coaches, as well as a look at the 2026 season. And look ahead at the possibility of getting a conference championship a little bit later on in the month of July. On the course at Quail Run, it is closed today. Golf course is closed at Quail Run because of the high water over the weekend. They were closed yesterday and remain closed, hoping to reopen tomorrow. On the state scene, Arizona starter Eduardo Rodriguez had been dominating for six innings when Jake Bauer smacked a two-run home run. That blast put the Brewers up to stay in Sunday's 3-2 victory on the road. Left-hander Drew Rome got the victory in relief by striking out the only batter he faced. Milwaukee took the series 2-1. Shane Drohan gets the start tonight in the first game of a 5-game series in St. Louis. They will make up a game that was rained out in May tomorrow as a part of a day-night doubleheader and again play 5 games through Thursday in St. Louis. A real key series with the Cardinals currently in third place in the division, just behind the Cubs. Chicago is a winner over St. Louis 6-4 yesterday. Pittsburgh 11 and Washington 5. The Mets 10-9 over Atlanta. Colorado beat San Francisco 7-6. San Diego 5, the Dodgers 2. In the American League, Minnesota 6, the Yankees 1. White Sox 7-6 over Cleveland. Houston 2, Tampa Bay 0. Detroit 6, Texas 3. Seattle 4-0 over Toronto. Boston 7 and the LA Angels 5. Interleague play, Cincinnati 3, Baltimore 2. Kansas City 5-2 over Philadelphia. Miami 9 and the Athletics 8. The United States aiming for back-to-back World Cup knockout wins for the first time. They expect a full lineup tonight against Belgium. The U.S. last faced Belgium at the World Cup in 2014, losing 2-1 in extra time. A sellout crowd is expected at Lumen Field for tonight's matchup. Pressure is growing on Minnesota men's basketball coach Nico Medved as more of the state's top prospects head next door to Wisconsin. Two natives of the Gopher State are part of the Badgers recruiting class for 2027. The coach has only been head coach for Wisconsin's top rival for just over a year. One reason the Badgers do well recruiting in the neighboring state is Minnesota native Brad Davison, who is special assistant to UW head coach Greg Gard. His effort is central to those recruiting victories. After a season in Indiana, former Marquette star Cam Jones has been signed by the Milwaukee Bucks. Jones will be on a two-way contract. He is expected to spend most of next season with the Wisconsin Herd in the NBA G League. However, he will have an opportunity as the Bucks work to rebuild a roster after trading Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jones played 37 games with the Pacers last year, scoring 4.4 points per ball game. In the WNBA last night, Indiana 84-68 over Las Vegas, and Dallas was a winner 89-76 against Toronto. Wisconsin football has been known for gigantic offensive linemen and strong defenses for a long time. There is some real hope that defensive play caller Mike Tressel can bring that defensive production back. Matrix Analytics lists Tressel the number 4 defensive coordinator in the Big Ten. If Badger recruiters have done a good enough job bringing athletes to Madison, and Tressel puts those athletes in the right position, Wisconsin could have a chance to return to some of the good old type days when opponents were trying to move the ball. And that is an update on sports for a Monday morning. I am Phil Nee. At Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center, the floor you've been dreaming of is ready today. From luxurious carpets to exotic and domestic hardwoods available in hand-scraped, distressed, and smooth finishes, plus durable laminate, ceramic, and vinyl, Badgerland Flooring helps create warm, inviting indoor spaces every day. So confident in their work, Badgerland Flooring includes a 60-day assurance guarantee with every purchase. Discover your perfect floor at badgerlandflooring.com. Make local news and timeless hits. WRCE FM 107.7 and 1450 AM, your first stop for Milwaukee Brewer baseball all season long.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.